Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. We are here at Stourbridge Scare Maze in, of course, Stourbridge here in the West Midlands, not too far from my house. Now, I only found out about this a few weeks ago, completely popped up. Totally out of nowhere, didn't even know it existed before, if it was coming here this season. Now, we can't take you through here on the Scare Track Podcast, but what I will do is give you my full in-depth review as soon as I get out, tell you all about the attraction here. And yeah, so we'll go through and we'll let you know what it's like as soon as we get out.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Okay then, guys, so I have just completed Stourbridge Scare Maze. I'm now back in my car, because it's basically just in the middle of town here in Stourbridge. I didn't really want to be hanging out randomly by myself with loads of strangers coming out of Number One Pizza looking at me. So I'm back in my car. A very short scare track episode here, purely because one, I couldn't record audio inside the attraction, and two, it's purely just one attraction. It's not a screen park. It's not a scare event as such. It's purely just one scare maze in the middle of town of Stourbridge. I'm going to do this in sort of two parts. One, the maze itself, and two, we've got to talk obviously about those COVID things this year. We've done it with every attraction we've been to, purely because we've got to be honest, we've got to be fair, we've got to say what these attractions are doing. The fact that they've opened up this year is obviously a risk, a gamble, and a fair play to anyone who's done it and done it safely, and fair play to them. But we need to talk about the positives and the negatives in any attraction, any event we're going to, and of course this season COVID is prominent when it comes to the positives and negatives as well. So let's talk about the maze. First of all, it was very well themed. I'd say 80% of the maze very well themed. Some good walls and set pieces, some theming elements. They have bangers, poppers, some decent lighting. I'd say that they could have worked harder on lighting. I feel that the walls all looked great, but there needed to be a little bit, a lot of it felt quite samey. Same with the music as well. I think there's sort of two different soundtracks throughout the whole thing, which is fine. That's cool. You know, some mazes just have one soundtrack, but I don't think the soundtrack worked for the attraction. Okay, I think it's their first ever scare maze. And it's only night two, fair play. You know, it's ballsy, I think, creating your first scare maze in the year of COVID anyway. But yeah, I'd say the theming, absolute positive. Nice few animatronic stuff in there, some barrels, a couple of other things. Can't quite remember now, but I remember seeing that. I think that's where their money's definitely gone on certain elements of set. Visually, some really good bits. Like I say, the lighting didn't benefit those good bits so much. I think they needed to highlight those positives with better lighting and hide the negatives, such as the Harris fence section and the crate section downstairs. There's no storyline as such. It was just a bit of a random-esque scare maze, but there's no harm in those. And yeah, it lasted quite a bit of time as well. It wasn't just in, out and done. The upstairs section had some fantastic theming, like I said. And then downstairs, there were some okay bits, but the last section, it was sort of like sewers and you went through a wall. It actually all looked visually quite impressive. Again, a little bit more smoke maybe, a few more actors. It was quite sparse on actors, I'll be honest. A maze like that with that length, I would say needed at least double the amount of actors that were in there. But overall, theming looks good. if they changed the lighting and sound, I think they'd have a very quality quality maze in there. I think it could be it could grow into a decent attraction. Like I said, I've gone through now. I've had a good time. It was fun, but it was slightly. Again, gotta be honest, gotta be fair. My having fun was slightly diminished because of the lack of COVID controls in there. I'll be 100% honest. So let's talk about COVID now. First of all, most of their actors weren't wearing masks. That is just what has to be the case this season. Anywhere around the entire world, if you are running a scare event, wear masks. They did ask us to wear masks, so that was fine. We wore masks throughout the attraction. We went through only in our group of six bubble. They're in a tier one area at the moment, Starbridge, so that was fine. We could be multiple households within the six bubble. But yeah, the fact that the briefing at the beginning wasn't really very good. It needed to be a little bit more polished, a little bit more professional. It was more of a little bit, yeah, there's lights and there's bangs, but you'll be okay. It's okay. You just need that element of, if you have that at the beginning, it doesn't give the right message that you're going into a professional establishment. COVID controls. Now, my main concern really is the amount of dangly things. Flaps would call them if you're going through a scare maze, like a carnival scare maze, a clown scare maze, all the flaps that come down, like curtains, chaos sort of thing. They filled their entire attraction with black flaps that you have to walk through, that every other bugger has gone through. I don't care how often they're cleaned. That is just a big no-no in this year of COVID. Any other year, I wouldn't have even batted an eyelid. You wouldn't even think twice about them. In a year of COVID, we can't just ignore it. We need to be not only reviewing it in what we enjoyed, what we liked, what we think we can improve on. I'm just one guy with a microphone, but I've done nearly 500 of these. And so I know the kind of things that you can and cannot do, and what is now made law within guidelines. IAPA have written a whole bunch of guidelines for scare attractions. So I'm just quite concerned that there is lots and lots of dangly stuff that were touching people's faces, touching people's hands. You had to push them out the way. Some elements of very, very dark pitch black areas as well, which again, this year as a COVID year, we know should be a no-no, because that means you're having to touch walls, find your way out, bump into people, that sort of thing. They're two very easy fixes, I think. One, cut down all the flaps, you don't need them. In fairness, I don't think they actually cheapen the maze, because the maze in itself, if you look at the whole shebang, it looks really good. Like, there's some really quality bits of set and theming in there. They've done a great job on the theming, but all the black bits just sort of cheapen it, in my opinion. And of course, the whole COVID thing, not good as well. Few issues downstairs. There's a step which is like, I'm going to say, three times the size of a normal step. It's basically just a big jump down. That is slightly concerning. Again, what I'm going to do, I'm going to contact the guys. I'm not going to just throw this out there and not let them know, similar that I've done with other episodes. If there's been a few things that we think that they could be done slightly better, for example, Alton Tower skin snatches was there's a few issues in there. We told the head of entertainment, and really appreciated it, changed it straight away, and took comments on board. Again, I'm just a guy with a microphone, but who knows? We've done quite a lot, and we are hoping that we can help the UK scare industry grow, progress, especially in such a difficult year as well. And that's why we do this. We want to showcase the industry, show the rest of the world that the UK has got the scares, but we can only do that if we're honest, if we're fair, and give the honest and fair criticism and feedback, as well as the positive criticism as well, guys. So that brings us almost to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Like I said, I'd still go check it out, guys. Like I say, be safe, use your hand sanitizer, wear your mask because, like I say, there's COVID controls there. So they have the NHS track and trace app. They have your details on via the website as well, for their own in-house track and trace, which is mandatory. And they had hand sanitizer. They took our temperatures as well. So those things, the easy tick boxes are done, but then I think they forgot about it whilst you're actually inside the attraction. So wear your mask, use a hand sanitizer. Definitely go check it out still. It's www.stourbridgescaremayors.co.uk. They're running, this will go out today when you listen to it, but they're running this weekend, and then 29th, 30th, 31st, and the 1st of November they're running as well. So there's only 8 nights. They've put a lot of money into their set to make that about an 8 night, so fair play to them. I'm guessing this is going to be a attraction that stays here for a long time, maybe coming back at Easter, Christmas, that sort of thing potentially. So we will be keeping an eye on it. I hope it can grow into something awesome. Like I say, the foundations are definitely there. Be sure to follow us over on our social media as always, guys. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. There won't be a Scare Cam episode from tonight, unfortunately. Like I say, there was not really that much to film. I couldn't record within the maze, and it's literally just the facade out the front. So it would make for a very short Scare Cam. But if you do want to check out any of our other Scare Cams or our other podcasts, check out our merchandise, head over to our website, scaretrack.co.uk. So thank you so much for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.